Shalom. This is the final part of the book Freedom Under the Law of Yahweh by Bill Schultz. And we're changing G-O-D to Yahweh here on this file, because I'm Stephen Eber of Yahweh.com and .name, Yahweh.name. So we're reading on page 73, All the Law and the Prophets Hang on These. The Messiah replied, Love Yahweh with all your heart. Heart, I didn't know that was in the Old Testament, did you? With all your heart, soul, and your mind. And where's strength? Reading a different version, I guess. This is the first and greatest commandment. The entire Torah can be summed up in these two commands, the sum composed of many addends. The rules in Yahweh's laws are the way to show love toward Yahweh and toward your fellow man. It can be divided into rules for loving Yahweh and rules for loving man. If you pay attention to these laws and are careful to follow them, then Yahweh, your mighty one, will keep his covenant of love with you as he swore to your fathers, Deuteronomy 7. When Messiah said to love Yahweh with all of your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength, I don't know why they took that out. He was quoting from the Shema, the statement of faith in the true faith. It is found in Deuteronomy chapter 6. Hear, O Israel, and usually I would use hear, O Hebrews or northern 10 tribes. I'll just say Israel, Yahweh, our maker. Yahweh is one. Love Yahweh with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. And not only was Yahweh affirming the Shema, but he was also affirming the need to obey the Torah. He requires your obedience out of love. Do you love him with all your mind, heart, and soul, and strength? Then walk by his Torah. Love him by living his laws and commands. They will bring you peace, prosperity, and good health, and best of all, they guarantee your freedom. Because he first loved us, 1 John 5. And the other quote was from Leviticus that our Messiah gave there in Matthew 22. So Messiah quoted Leviticus 19:18. Love your neighbor as yourself. I am Yahweh. This comes from the whole passage on how to show love to your neighbor. The rules for living in the law of Yahweh routinely show our going concern for our fellow man. Messiah restated it in the Golden Rule. Treat others the way that you want to be treated. The goal of the law is love, first towards Yahweh, then towards your fellow man. Then we're going to go over to page 75 of the book Freedom Under the Law by Bill Schultz. We should not believe that taking the wealth of the rich and giving it to the poor will solve our land problem and finances. It will only make matters very much worse. The people of this world, entering into the voluntary covenant of love with their Creator, will solve the problem. And that solution will come with even better consequences, without harm to anyone, and without resentment. All Yahweh asked us to do was to love Him. That sounds very basic, but this book is very powerful when it quotes the Scripture, and when it simply tells us what Yahweh's law is, a law of love. And it really goes into it there, as we read earlier on the previous two files, if you wanted to click on those. Right now we're winding things up. There's just a page or two left. We need to show love to our neighbors by taking care of the needy, by providing for them in a way that brings blessings and not dependence. It says, when you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap in the very edges of the field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Do not go over your vineyard a second time or pick up the grapes that have fallen. Leave them for the poor and the alien. I am Yahweh. Leviticus 19, 9 and 10. Love your neighbor. Yahweh is concerned for the have-nots, and so he commands us to take care of them, for those who are in the land. How to love your neighbor? Bless him in a way that does not rob those who are prosperous. This will also keep those in need in close proximity to those who are prosperous. Yahweh wants us to help people in a personal way. We will all need contact with each other, even more so as the days go by here, so that we develop compassion for each other. Law of Yahva, or the Torah, is full of admonishments to treat your fellow human beings with respect and honor. It defines the outgoing concern for humanity, that is, Yahva-like love. So some examples from the book of Leviticus. Do not defraud your neighbor or rob him. Do not hold back the wages of a hired man overnight. Do not curse the deaf or put a stumbling block in front of the blind, but fear Yahva, I am Yahva. Do not pervert justice or right ruling. Do not show partiality to the poor or favoritism to the great, but judge your neighbors fairly. Do not go about spreading slander among your people. Do not do anything that endangers your neighbor's life. I am Yahva. So those are Leviticus 19. Rise in the presence of the aged. Show respect for the elderly and revere Yahva. I am Yahva. Quoting there from the scripture. When an alien lives with you in your land, do not mistreat him. The alien living with you must be treated as one of your native born. Love him as yourself, for you were aliens in Mitzrayim, or Egypt. I am Yahva. Do not use dishonest standards when measuring length, weight, or quantity. Use honest scales and honest weights, an honest ephah and an honest hin. I am Yahva, your mighty one who brought you out of Egypt. Leviticus 19:32-36. So Messiah said, so in everything do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets. Matthew 7:12. Love for each other is defined in the law of Yahva. We have been reading from the book Freedom Under the Law of Yahva by Bill Schultz. Go to Giving and Sharing. That's giveshare.org. And you can order the book there. A couple of bucks, $5 or $10, that is, including postage, and you'll see a whole resource, a whole library of other books too that can be either purchased or borrowed, and music as well, and same thing in that. Now here's some closing comments in the chapter, A New Heart. Ezekiel 36:26 would be good in the King James Version. And so here's some comments there from Bill. It is, so when we break the law, we receive the punishment. It's just automatic. It's just that simple. Christians must bear the consequences of their rebellion to Yahva. As believers, we claim to have the heart of Yahva because of the spirit of Yahva that is in us. But then we go out and live like the heathen. What kind of witness is that? How is there any difference between the heathen and us? Yahva's law is eternal, immutable, and alive. How can we claim that Messiah did away with the law of Yahva when every prophecy about Messiah declared that he would magnify Yahva's law? And then on page 83, this is about 90 pages long here, Messiah equated hostility to his law with sin. He was very adamant that those who live a life of sin are slaves to sin. If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Messiah replied, I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. John 8. Freedom comes from living by the Torah. Messiah came to set us free from our rebellion to the Torah. He came so that we, and also to die for those transgressions of his Torah, so that we can be free. He came so that we could live in a perfect freedom under his law, and that requires the spirit of Yahva in order to do it. The slavery talked about over and over again in the New Testament is slavery to sin. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. It says, Now, the Greek word for law is nomos, which is always used by the New Testament writers for the law of Yahweh, the law of Moses. The Greek word for lawlessness is anomia, which is used to transgressing the Torah. Torahlessness is sin. Messiah did come to set us free from the perfect law. Messiah did not come to set us free from the perfect law that gives freedom. He came to give us the freedom that comes from living under his law. Praise Yahweh. We've talked about the law being a covenant of love with our Creator, yet the fault is in the people who do not have the love necessary to love Yahweh. The pure spirit is where we get that love of Yahweh, because Yahweh has poured out his love into our hearts by the Ruach HaKadosh, or the pure spirit whom he has given us, Romans 5:5. We need this love from Yahweh because it takes away the hostility towards his law that comes with our flesh. We are rebellious by nature, even when it hurts us. His spirit takes that away, gives the ability to love him. It also gives us the ability to obey him. This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after that time, declares Yahweh. I will put my laws in their minds and write them in their hearts. And I will be their mighty one, and they will be my people. Hebrews 8. Yahweh writes his laws on our hearts and in our minds by the power of the Spirit. When we receive the Spirit, he begins this process in us. We need to embrace his law so that this process can be made complete. Writing his laws in our hearts and in our minds is not abolishing them. It is focusing us to live by them. It is giving us the ability, the desire to the enablement to live his Torah. We need to think about the rules in Yahweh's law, and we need to attach our emotions in his way of life. It's a process that takes place because of the Spirit living in us. We need the Ruach HaKadosh because it gives us that heart of flesh to love him and obey him. He gave Moses the law on tables of stone. Today he wants to write his law on the table of our heart, the table of your heart, so that you will become a living testimony to Yahweh Almighty. This day, as you hear these words, Yahweh is calling to you. He is calling you to return to him and to live the way of life that will secure your liberty. He's calling you to a way of life that will bring you prosperity, health, and blessing. A way of life full of joy and happiness. A way of life that will free you from slavery to sin. Yahweh's held out his hands to many people over many years, calling to us all, live by my law and be blessed. Choose life and not death. Listen to the Creator, Yahweh, the maker of heaven and earth, and live by the Torah. Listen to Yahweh and ask him for the new heart that can love him. Again, please be sure to write giveshare.org for a copy of this book on Yahweh, not Yahweh. May you enjoy your freedom under the law of Yahweh. Shalom.